Books gave me bright vision how spiritual life should look like. So all glories to Srila Prabhupada for it. It is my great fortune for sending me you, my dear spiritual master. Please do not be too sentimental. I am not sure if Guru Maharaj likes it. Just continue. To see you is the perfection of my eyes. It is so purifying. This includes all my possibilities to see you directly or indirectly by watching you on pictures or films. Then I really do not want to see anything material because you are so pure. Like Puranas describe, just by seeing a Vaishnava, you become purified. Whenever I saw the films about Srila Prabhupada, so often I saw you in him and vice versa. Seeing you, I saw Srila Prabhupada because you are the perfect medium by which he acts. Whenever I read about Srila Prabhupada, I often meditate that you act in a similar way, never imitating him, but following into his footsteps. Maybe it will be too much to think like that, what I will write now, but as Srila Prabhupada learned in the school to preach later in the Western countries, I remember that you also learned German language to use it for preaching in Germany later, where you joined the temple. To hear from you and about you cleanses my heart. This is the perfection of my ears. Every time I hear you, I cannot believe your knowledge is so deep, transcendental, unlimited, like all your other qualities, just nectar of Krishna and all things related to him. How foolish I am not appreciating that. One incident just comes to my mind. When you gave the morning lecture in West Berlin, you spoke about Prameyas of Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana. It was so interesting, but suddenly my mind spaced out and started to criticize. Oh, it's boring. I really wanted to get rid of that thought. I felt so embarrassed. At that moment, you looked at me disappointed and said as if you wanted to end the lecture. Okay? Das war es. And diese Wahrheit. I felt like a great offender. Now I had to do something to counteract that offense. Just go and distribute this much of books. There is no other way. After prasadam, when I packed books to the back in the corridor, you were also there and asked me with a great smile, "Are you going to distribute books?" or something like that. I was sure you knew my mind all the time. I said, "Yes, I must do it." And you nodded with your head. By the way, it is not an attempt to glorify myself a little bit. Now we cough to you, rascal. I like this word rascal to show myself more humble than I am. But anyway, it is about Guru Maharaj. To touch your lotus feet will be the perfection of my sense of touch. Unfortunately, my body does not allow me to do it directly. I often desire to be born again as a boy so that I could do it. Although as a second half of my husband's body, I already received this mercy when he washed your lotus feet. Oh yes, I think this is some consolation. Here, your mind, Janaki Dasi, wanders too far, come back. To follow your instructions and your example is the perfection of my body, mind and intelligence. You gave me so many instructions, how many of them I followed? And your meek and humble person stands before my eyes. The one more sentence we can include here. To remember you is the most valuable time. It brings me always so much joy to remember your dealings with others, sometimes humorous, like with my husband when he could not finish his feast. Aruna Lochan, you are becoming old, don't you? Or before the bathroom door when you had to wait for him. You were already ready for going to a public program because he had to take a bath. Just half a minute, he said, and then you started to count loudly. 30, 29, 28. Or when I complained of my husband not rising early in the morning, you asked him at once, "Do you know what your name means?" He said, "Yes, Krishna's eyes which have a color of the rising sun." Then you replied, "But you can never see this sun." You are so personal to everyone. Even the smallest bhakta you see as the special one. Like once in Mayapur, I did not treat it. One Mataji in nice way, thinking she was staying on the mental platform all the time. We both were standing at the temple gate and suddenly you appeared there and you smiled to her, not to me. Maybe recognizing her from your last visit in our Namahata center. She offered you respect and reciprocated with a gesture of the hands. I was so ashamed because you had seen in her a valuable person, a devotee of Krishna. This was a good lesson for me. Recently, I was listening to your lectures from Lublin, where you explained that even an insignificant bhakta we should see as a vanchakalpataru, as somebody who can fulfill desires of everyone. But we have tendency to not see him in such a way. Thanks to your perfect example, I learned how valuable the association of devotees is. Simply to think every time, how my Guru Maharaja would behave in such a situation. Therefore, only by remembering you, someone can become a perfect servant of the devotees. To taste your Mahaprasadam is the perfection of my tongue. Actually, only one time in Heidelberg, when somebody gave me the remnants from your plate, I really felt a drop of ecstasy. I was like seeing millions of stars in my mind, and I realized how my spiritual master feels if I am feeling so great. Hey, you, do you stay in this ecstasy all the time that you do not see how long your writing appears? For such a long letter, they will not find place in the Vyasa Puja book. It is time for the end. To serve other devotees is satisfying you. To preach Krishna glories to others brings your benediction and smile on your face. I saw it so many times. So I just desire to do it for you. On this centennial year, all glories to you, the perfect follower of Srila Prabhupada, savior of the fallen souls. Please, let me become most serious and devoted to your grace. So now I will sing it like every time, your eternal servant, praying for an eternal relationship with my dear most spiritual master, Jalangir Devidas.
Next offerings from Divyanga Devidas.
Maybe there's some cloth also that could go here for devotees to stand.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. The sages gathered in Naimisharanya forest addressed Sutta Goswami as follows: Tvam naksam darshi todhatra dushtaram nishtitirshitam kalim sattva haram pamsam karnadhara ivarnavam. We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship for those who desire to cross the difficult ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of a human being. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.22. I came across this verse just when I was looking for some inspiration to glorify you this year. Struck by its deep meaning and universality, I decided to use it as a motto of my offering. Because the great sages are speaking actually in my behalf also, in behalf of my God brothers and God sisters, in behalf of any person who has found shelter of a bona fide spiritual master in this age of darkness. It is by the will of Providence only I have met you on my way. I would never find you on my own, although I was looking for something spiritual. Born in the society of Mlechas and Yavanas, I could only depend on some inconceivable mercy coming from the higher source. Until now, I remember the day when I have seen you personally for the first time. Devotees were pulling Radha Yatra card, on the wild streets of West Berlin. You were amongst us, not visible as usual. At one point I turned back and I saw you keeping the rope just a few steps behind me. You were very concentrated on what you were doing. Your face was serious and peaceful. I could understand that for you it was not just some fun, just some funny event, and I felt ashamed due to my shallowness. Krishna, let me serve this person, I thought. I was captured. I went back to Poland and after listening to all of your lectures available this time, I decided here is the right person to surrender. So this way you have become my captain. To be a ship captain is a very difficult task. There are hundreds of possible dangers on the way to a home port. Heavy storms, hurricanes, high waves, icebergs, other ships sailing in different directions, etc. But to be a captain of a ship crossing the ocean of Kali Yuga is incomparably more difficult. He has to lead his subjects against the current of Maya. And we all know how strong this current is. This is not to be done by an ordinary person. One cannot learn this art in some ordinary school from some mundane teachers. One has to be empowered by the highest spiritual authorities and be personally decorated with all the wonderful spiritual qualities. I am happy to say we are under the shelter of such a person, but although we may endeavor to describe all your glories, we will never succeed. The list will be always incomplete. Pure devotee is the ocean of all good qualities. It is beyond human ability to count all drops in the ocean, and at the same time it is beyond our ability to list all your extraordinary qualities and to cover your wonderful personality by some limited words. But as disciples we should always try to do it, despite of our incapacity. So, to increase our meditation on you as our beloved spiritual master, as Dhyanakunda Devadasi said, the second stanza of your pranama mantra was created. Therefore, let us chant again and again. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Krishna Kshetra Dasati Namne Shilavri Tagunadaram Kalagitam Ritarmavam Bhakti Sarvanga Kovidam Famupadhyayam Imahi. And let us truly realize the meaning of these words. Your insignificant servant, Divyanga Devadasi.
So if there's anybody who would like to read his offering, please come forward. Jeśli ktoś chce przyznać swoje ofiarowanie, to proszę podejść tutaj. Wszyscy chyba czekają na tą następną nektarianską część.
Don't be shy.
Nie wstydźcie się. Tak, wydaje się, że wszyscy są gotowi na czytanie wyników Sankirtanu. So it seems that everybody is ready to listen to Sankirtan's course. Instrumenty.
Maharaj, we would like to offer you our Sankirtan results. I've got 38 devotees in here.
From what period of time?
We're considering from January this year until now, but some of them brought different results, like Janmashtami Marathon, Prabhupada Marathon.
Okay,
so when I'll be reading it, I'll be saying from which amount of time it is.
Okay.
And also would like to request the devotees, if some of you will hear your name, if you could come here and get
some. And get some of this.
Chciałbym poprosić bhaktów, którzy usłyszą swoje imię, żeby tutaj mogli podejść i przyjąć prasanam. And also another thing is, because In different countries, different books are considered to be mediums, big,
yes,
so...
it's not so easy.
So it's not like in order, it's just mixed. So, Divya Simha Das from Warszawa, Poland, from beginning of this year until now, he distributed 38 small books, 1,528 medium books, 1,307 big books, and 106 maha big books.
Hariyo!
Please offer a bit, maybe turn this so it's not with the feet. You can turn this cloth so that it's...
Next one is Dharmarupa Das from Milano in Italy. This is his score from last Vyasa Puja until now, so it's 1 year. So he distributed 10,500 magazines, 3,000 medium books, and 5,000 big books.
Arrivo!
Therefore, you should keep up Sankirtan.
Of course.
You're doing nicely. Why stop?
A, dlatego powinieneś podtrzymywać robienie Sankirtana. Dharmarupa powiedział, oczywiście. Next one is Bhakta Milan from Italy. He was distributing books on Padayatra in India. And he distributed 600 medium books and 500 maha big books.
Hello.
You can go ahead immediately with the next. Hello.
Subangadu Devidasi from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, went out on Janmashtami marathon this year, and she's distributed 110 small books and 101 medium books.
Hello.
Thank you.
Bhaktin Lilia from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, went out on Janmashtami marathon this year, and she's distributed 48 magazines, one small book and one medium book.
Hello.
Thank you.
Dira Lalita Devidasi from Subotica, Yugoslavia, she went out for 7 days on this year's marathon, distributing 61 magazines, 20 small books, and 5 medium books.
Arrivo!
Punyatirtha Das, Kraków, Poland. Starting from January 1996 until now, he distributed 376 magazines, 423 small books, 679 medium books, 85 big books, and 132 maha big books.
Hello.
Dziękuję.
Bhakti Nagata from Lublin in Poland, starting from January 96 until now, distributed 108 small books, 350 medium books, 156 big books, and 7 maha big books.
Arrivo!
Bhakta Allen from Bologna in Italy, he went out and he distributed 30 small books, 130 medium books, 10 big books, and 30 maha big books.
Hello.
Hello. The Ilya Maida Vidasi from Sombor in Yugoslavia went out on Janmashtami marathon, distributing 57 magazines, 5 medium books, and 1 big book.
Haribo! Where is she? Where are you? Oh, Danya Mai. Devi Dasi.
Kavichandra Das from Wrocław, Poland. In this year, he distributed 9 magazines, 295 small books, 64 medium books, 145 big books, and 27 maha big books. Bhaktin Maggi from Sombor in Yugoslavia went out on Janmashtami marathon, and she distributed 41 magazines, 12 medium books, and 1 big book.
Haribo.
Adbuta Simha Das from Wrocław, from the beginning of this year until now.
Take also for them, maybe.
Adbuta Simha Das from this year, he distributed 32 small books, 231 medium books, 188 big books, and 53 maha big books. Hi, go.
He's cooking. Okay.
Lakshmi Mai Devi Dasi from Perm in Russia, she gave me her scores from December Prabhupada Marathon 1995 and ISKCON Guru Marathon 95. She didn't have her scores for now. And she distributed 400 small books, 350 big books, and 500 maha big books.
Wow. Haribo! Thank you.
Pandava Das from Warszawa in Poland, starting from beginning of this year, distributed 5 magazines, 77 small books, 66 medium books, 89 big books, and 85 maha big books.
Haribo!
Bhaktiniva from Ljubljana in Slovenia. Usually she's distributing prasadam, but she also tries to give out some books. And she's given out 20 magazines and 3 big books.
Haribo!
Radhakanta Das from Kraków in Poland. In this year, he distributed 11 small books, 3 big books, and 8 maha big books.
Haribo! Where is he?
Probably cooking. Ananda Chandrika Devidasi from Radhadesh in Belgium. In this year, she went out for 14 weeks, distributing 2 small books, 937 medium books, 20 big books, and 2 maha big books.
Haribo!
You can sort of start with the next.
Rasala Das from Warsaw in Poland went out distributing 47 medium books and 8 big books.
Haribo. Haribo!
Bhaktilata Devidasi went out on Janmashtami marathon for 9 days. She's giving out 30 magazines, 3 mediums, 61 big books, 23 Maha Big Box and 23 Maha Maha Big Box.
Maha Big Box.
And also I've got her total score from this year because it came later on fax. So her total score from this year is 1,394 Prabhupada brochures, one set of Chaitanya Charitamrita, 41 medium books, 2,003 big books, 116 Maha books.
Hari Bol!
Thank you.
Bhakta Mirek from Opole in Poland, he distributed two medium books and one big book in this year.
Jai!
Varanga Devidasi from Wrocław. In this year she distributed 8 small books, 14 medium, 3 big books and 2 maha books.
Haribo!
Bhakti Marta. Is she here?
Probably cooking.
Cooking. Bhakti Marta from Warsaw in Poland. In this year she's given out 17 small books, 17 medium books, 24 big books, and 24 maha big books.
Haribo!
Bhaktin Małgorzata Kaduk from Lublin in Poland. In this year she's distributed 399 small books, 157 medium books, 93 big books, and 8 maha big books.
Haribo!
Akasha Ganga Devidasi, Gdańsk, Poland. In this year, she distributed 8 small books, 8 big books, and 4 maha big books.
Haribo!
Bhaktin Danka from Torun, in this year she's giving out 4 big books and 4 maha big books.
Haribo!
Jalangi Devidasi from Wrocław, in this year she's distributed 3 magazines, 3 big books and 1 maha big book.
Jai Ho!
Haribo!
Bhaktin Karolina from Kraków. This year she's giving out 1 magazine, 1 small book, 1 big book, and 1 maha big book.
Very good.
Asangini Devidasi from New Shantipur in Poland. She's given out 14 magazines and 4 big books in this year.
Haribo.
She's cooking now. Bhaktin Anna Sasak from Wrocław, she went out in July for 2 days and she gave out 4 small books and 3 medium books.
Haribo!
Divyambara Devidasi from Sofia in Bulgaria went out for 2 hours in Janmashtami marathon.
Chai!
And she gave out 3 magazines and 2 small books.
Jai!
Vaivasvata Prabhu, Vaivasvata Das from Yugoslavia, in Janmashtami marathon gave out 40 medium books and 10 big books. Shimanta Dvip Das from Yugoslavia gave the score from this year, 100 Prabhupada brochures, 1,232 big books, and 15 maha big books.
Haribo!
Bhakta Davor distributed in this year 46 Prabhupada brochures, 196 magazines, 23 medium books, 748 big books, and 2 maha big books.
Hari Bo! Wherever he is.
Bhakta Milan, in this year he's given out 23 Prabhupada brochures, 1 magazine, 141 big books, and 7 maha big books. Adhyatmiki Devidasi, in this year she's given out 103 Prabhupada brochures, 1,541 magazines, 2 big books, and 6 maha big books.
Haribo!
Bhakta Borka. Bhakta Borka from Yugoslavia went out on Janmashtami Marathon. He gave out 120 magazines, 33 small books, and 9 medium books.
Hello.
And Bhakti Nilona from Bhaktivedanta Manor in England.
Ah.
This is the score from January until beginning of August. It's together 128 days. I gave out 625 magazines, 18 small books, 3,282 medium books, 29 big books soft, 13 big books hard, 5 soft Bhagavad Gitas, and 4 Krishna books.
Hariyo! Thank you. You want more? We got more here. We have some left over here. Yeah, you can take two.
So now, next part of the program is Pushpanjali, and we proceed further with Guru Puja. So the devotees will distribute flowers, and as you all certainly know, you should divide the flowers into 3 parts. We offer flowers 3 times, each time after repeating the mantra. So, and we have also a second part of Pranam mantra. I hope everybody is familiar with it.
You can remind them what I said, that Prabhupada said that first householders with wives, and then.
I have another one. This is good.
So after repeating the mantra, Prabhupada will lead Pushpanjali. So after each time after repeating the mantra, he will say, Kasha Pushpanjali, then we should offer the flowers 3 times. Each time after repeating the mantra.
Should we take this away? Or leave it there? I don't know. Where I look.
Mama. Vishnu. Padaya. Krishna. Krishtaya. Bhutale. Srimate. Krishna. Kshetra. Dasati. Namine. Shila. Vritta. Gunadharam. Kala. Gita. Vitarnavam. Bhakti. Sarvanga. Providam. Tvam. Upadhyayam. Mahi. Vesha Pushpanjali. Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Prishtaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Krishna, Kshetra, Dasati, Itti Namine, Shila, Vritta, Gunadharam, Kala, Gita, Mitarnavam, Bhakti, Sarvanga, Providam, Tvam, Upadhyayam, Imahi, Vesha Pushpanjali. Nama, Om, Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Prishtaya, Bhutale, Srimate, Krishna, Kshetra, Dasati, Namine, Srila, Vritta, Gunadharam, Kala, Gita, Mitarnavam, Bhakti, Sarvanga, Providam, Tvam, Upadhyayam, Imahi, Vesha Pushpanjali.
Są mały posiedli Guru Puja. Teraz będzie Guru Puja.
Shri Guru Charan.